someone's son or daughter.
Early yesterday morning, about 30 veterans, their families, and volunteers worked together to plant 4,400 styrofoam tombstones in the ground at Olbrook Park on the shores of Lake Monona. It's a project of the Madison Chapter of Veterans for Peace to honor all the U.S. soldiers slain in Iraq and Afghanistan. The row of miniature white tombstones stretches for half a mile along the edge of the park.
People need to be reminded, as graphically as possible, of the costs of a war.
Jim Rosenberry was drafted into the Army in 1969 and served for a year in Vietnam. He was one of several Vietnam vets helping create the memorial.
And here it is, headstones on the highway. Americans drive a lot, so this is a nice open spot looking out on Lake Monona. And they can see this and then the background of the lake and then remember maybe what the cost is.
Fellow Vietnam veteran Ron Arm was also there.
What I like about something like this is it's a way to honor the soldier without celebrating the war.
The United States Marines!
In the state capitol rotunda, the mood was not quite as somber. The band from VFW Post 1318 played a medley of armed services theme songs for an audience of about 100 veterans and their families. Following the concert, two members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, Senator Russ Feingold and Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, both invoked the words of former President Dwight D. Eisenhower as they called on people to honor veterans by working for peace.
And let us reconsecrate ourselves to the task of promoting and enduring peace so that their efforts shall not have been in vain.
And that in the goodness of time, all people will come to live together in peace guaranteed by the binding forces of mutual respect and love.
Back on the shores of Lake Monona, at the Veterans for Peace ceremony, there were some tough questions being asked about the treatment of veterans when they return from war. National Guard soldier and Iraq War veteran Abby Pickett asked why so many of her fellow soldiers were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and running into red tape when they ask for the care they need to cope with it.
We need to ask why that's happening, why we're not there taking care of them when they come home. So I ask of you people to go out there and to make sure that there are changes, that we take care of their families, because that's all we've got.
The Lakeshore ceremony ended with the bagpipes and audience members reading the names of Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
U.S. Army Sergeant National Guard Staff Sergeant Robert J. Basham, age 22, died April 14, 2007, Kenosha.
Army Private First Class Grant
Jill Halstead, Dampier, Wisconsin Public
age
Radio.
Age 25, May 15, 2006.